This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Danielle McCartney, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Good Saturday evening, New York sports fans. I am Danielle McCartney, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 9 p.m. here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for making me part of your weekend. And Nick Theodorou and I are live right here in Lower Manhattan. You already know the number. It's already saved, but 888-808-1019 is the phone number. Call me up. Be part of the conversation. That is your official invitation. Coming on the air after a Yankee loss at the hands of the Cubs. Look, it was a good game, and there's a lot to be positive about this team at this juncture in time. Final score, as you heard, 5-2. I'll keep an eye on the Mets game for you. Right now, as I just looked at the TV, Juan Soto hit a two-run home run. The Mets are ahead of the Royals in Kansas City, 2-0. His 23rd home run of the season. So, I'll keep one eye on the Met game for you, and I will continue the conversation here as well. So, look, I know the Yankees lost today, but this is not panic time for the New York Yankees. Not today. We are not pressing the panic button here today on WFAN for, let me think, three reasons. Number one. Going into today, the Yankees were riding a five-game win streak against some pretty good teams. The first win of the win streak was the last one in the series against the Mets. Then the AL West Mariners were the next victims. Second place in the AL West Mariners. They were the second victims. And then most recently, up until today, the NL Central leading Cubs, not too shabby. It's not like they have this winning streak against, you know, the Pirates and the layup teams. Like, these are three good teams. So that's the main point. Last night's game, okay, the last game of the win streak, was nothing short of miraculous. It showed a bunch. It showed a lot. And mostly the fact that this Yankees team, there is, as of recent, it doesn't seem like there's any quit in this team. There are being no hit through how long, how many innings, easy to just pack it up and go home like many of the fans did last night. My cousin was there. He stayed, and he's glad he did. But last night showed you that there is no quit in this team, and that is a kind of a change as of recent. Let's be honest. They came back to win in extras. I mean, come on. That was exciting. And I happened to be listening to the game. I was at Newark Airport picking up mom and dad when that game ended. And it was dramatic. It was exciting. It was a win that was filled with grit. And I was hanging on to every word of the broadcast last night. Friday night showed what this team could be. And that is an offensive juggernaut combined with a starting pitcher who is having a stellar outing. And not lost in this is the fact that it was Captain Aaron Judge who came through in, say it with me, the clutch. That's right. Aaron Judge came through in the clutch last night, right? I mean, good. I hope he's able to build upon that. And he followed up that performance, last night's performance, with today he was 3-for-4, 2 doubles, and a 2-run home run in the 9th inning that maybe could have gotten something going. And by the way, on TV I was watching one of the doubles. It was about, I don't know, 7 inches shy of being a round tripper. So almost a two home run game for Judge. But he ended up 3-for-4. 2 doubles and a 2-run home run, of course, in that 9th inning. And you have to kind of feel really good right now. Take a snapshot. You have to feel really good about where Aaron Judge is offensively and even defensively. I mean, he's making a case for a gold glove in right field with what was going on last night. The diving catches. I mean, he looked every bit of a gold glove right fielder. And that's besides the point. Where he is offensively, you have to feel good. I mean, today, the opposing pitcher for the Cubs, he was pitching a masterclass today. He is an all-star, a 2025 all-star, who's on this day today, his pitches had a difference at times by as many as 20 miles an hour. That is significant. Also, don't forget, today, Aaron Judge became the fastest player ever in the game of baseball, in the history of the game of baseball, to hit 350 home runs. And he's even surpassed his pace, you know, pre-All-Star game home run pace. He's surpassed it. Aaron Judge, after the game, and this is a quote, it's just 4 or 5 words. He said, Judge is playing in a different league. And he's not wrong. I think a lot of times, and I agree with Brandon Tierney when he said this, that, you know, we're missing out on the joy of this oftentimes. So when I look at what happened today at Yankee Stadium in front of the home crowd, we need to start to appreciate, and even if you're not a Yankee fan, as a baseball fan, we need to start to appreciate what we get to watch each and every day. One of the best players to ever pick up the bat. And let's call it what it is. Aaron Judge. And you know I don't throw this terminology around lightly, or this phrase even, because I am not a sensationalist, superlative giver. But Aaron Judge is a generational talent. And let's start talking about him like he is. Paul O'Neill made a great point, a fantastic point on the TV broadcast. He loves Judge batting third, as I do too. He explained that if Judge is hitting second and the leadoff guy hypothetically gets on, okay, that leadoff guy who is now at first base pretty much has to stay there. And he can't really put himself into scoring position by swiping or stealing a base. But if he does, if he successfully steals second base, well, then first base is open, and the intentional base on balls is for sure incoming. Judge is what, tied? Or did he just surpass Mickey Mantle in that category? Since 1955, when that stat first started being tracked. Judge, Mantle, Gehrig. I mean, we're getting used to seeing his name among all of the legends of the game, not just the Yankees. And Paul O'Neill articulated it perfectly, and I want to see more of Aaron Judge in the three hole because it wiggles free that base runner theoretically, and it allows him to hit potentially with runners in scoring position. And that, it, with runners on, I'm like, I don't know how many more, you know, just solo home runs that I can, you know, stomach with Aaron Judge at the plate. I mean, I'm looking at this going, wow, yet another solo home run by Aaron Judge. No, if you drop him in the order, and look, I understand it's about getting your best player, you know, as many at bats as possible. I understand that. Don't get me wrong. I totally understand that. But when you got your best player at bat with runners in scoring position, that, my friends, is a recipe for disaster for the other team. A recipe for disaster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, also, the corresponding move, if you will, the corresponding move that I would make is that I would put Cody Bellinger and his now 17-game hitting streak. That's right, 17-game hitting streak. Okay? I would put him at the second, batting second. So it would, in real life, it would be Jason Dominguez 1, Cody Bellinger 2, Judge 3. That's the top three that I would keep there, and I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it. 888-808-1019. Now, when we're looking at Aaron Judge and his ability to hit with runners in scoring position, that's what you want. Runs win games, don't they? So, I don't know. That's what I want to see, and I'm with Paul O'Neill with that. The second reason why we are not hitting the panic button today on the fan after the 5-2 loss to the Cubs, number two is the bullpen, which has not been a strength as of late. That bullpen today had a pretty good showing. Up until that Carson Kelly home run, the Yankees bullpen, once Fried went down, was perfect. 12 up, 12 down. And that's something you're not used to seeing from this bullpen, is it? Let's be honest. Loaisiga, concerning. And I would look to trade Loaisiga. Hear me out. He's got an injury history. And you could sell another team on his upside. And I know that is dealing from not currently a strength. But as I said last week, I completely trust Brian Cashman and what he can do at this deadline, especially when it has to do with the deadline. So I think Loaisiga may be trade bait. And I personally would be okay with it. He's always hurt. Come on. Number three, we have to talk about this blister on Max Fried's hand. I mean, it's not a positive by any means, right? But it's a positive in the sense that it happened today of all days, throughout all of the games, today. Because this was his last start before the All-Star break. And even he's already thinking about that timeline. He was talking about it a tiny bit during the post-game presser in the clubhouse. And Boone said about the severity of it, he said, quote, it's a good one. He definitely had to come out. Okay. Now, Fried has missed some time four times in his major league career with blister concerns. I looked in 2023. The Braves had the NL East in a stranglehold. They placed him on the IL. And obviously they weren't a wild card team, so he made his first scheduled start as scheduled in the divisional series for the Braves that year. So the good news is this. Of those four times with the blister issues that he's had at the major league level, he's never missed more than two starts, Max Fried. And in all but one, he's only missed one start. So here's what you do if you're the Yankees. A smart move would be this. The smart move would be to insert him at the back end of that rotation. See, this is the positive about this. The Yankees have the ability to do this at this point in time here on Saturday, July 12th, in his last start before the All-Star game. The Yankees now have the ability and the flexibility to put him at the back end of that rotation coming out of the break. Then he would have 10 calendar days off, and he technically now would not have missed a single start if you do it like that. So, yeah, there's some things that you can look at this and say, okay, well, it's a loss, but things are working in the right direction. Now, if you want to pick on one thing from today's game, okay, that's oftentimes what comes through on the phone line. So if you want to pick on one thing from today's game, the defense wasn't that good today. Offense, you could pick on that, fine. But look at who they faced today. And also, going into today's game, in the month of July, okay, today's the 12th, so 11 games, not including today, 11 days, not including today, in the month of July, they've averaged 7.2 runs per game. Hard to complain about that, isn't it? But for me, going back to today, it's the defense. And I point to the top of the third inning when this game was lost, really. Second and third, no outs. Second and third, no outs. Peraza at third base. Diving attempt, couldn't make the play. Ball ricochets off his glove, and Volpe was playing a little... I play shortstop myself, and Volpe was playing a little too close as the backup there, because with the angle, it got past him too. If he's like 2 feet back towards the grass more, maybe not. Maybe it doesn't get past the backup player as well. Maybe not. One run scored on that play. 2-0 Chicago. Fried battled back. He got a perfect 5-4-3 double play until it wasn't. Peraza's throw to a covering Jazz Chisholm was wide. Okay? Jazz caught it, stepped on the bag, got the out, and then airmailed it to first base. Another run scored. 3-0 Chicago. That should have been the end of the inning. It should have stopped the bleeding right there at 2-0. So the defense allowed the inning to continue. Allowed the inning to continue. Okay? Fried kind of unraveled on the mound. He always looked so calm, cool, collected. He didn't. He was staring at his fingers. He was staring at the ground. He was walking around on the mound. He didn't have it together. Bad defense, Max Fried, will do that to you. Ian Happ, base hit single, 4-0 Chicago. Again, they should have been out of that inning, 2-0. Bad defense. I added it up. We just talked about it. Bad defense, especially only in that third inning. That defense cost the Yankees 3 runs. Think about that final score. 5-2. Defense, man. But overall, a lot of positive to take from this game, really. In the grand scheme of things, there is a lot of positive to take. Like, looking at this from an optimistic standpoint, a glass half full standpoint, it wasn't so bad. And again, let me underscore this yet again. This is Aaron Judge is the fastest player in the history of the game of baseball to reach 350 home runs. We are watching greatness from number 99 every single day out there on the field, whether it be at Yankee Stadium or across this great country of ours. My name is Danielle McCart, and we'll take your calls coming up next at 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.